The Millennium Village Strategy. The concept of quick impact investments that help to lift disadvantaged regions from extreme poverty were at the core of the recommendations of the UN Millennium Project, which I was fortunate to direct for former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. In each sector of the economy, including agriculture, health, education, and infrastructure, the project identified practical investments that can be readily applied, successfully monitored, and easily adapted to local conditions. It is the kind of aid that can work fast, providing a reliable investment that is easy to monitor and protect against corruption. Indeed, as we noted earlier, it is the kind of aid that even the fierce aid critic William Easterly has recommended when he calls for aid for obvious goods, such as the vaccines, the antibiotics, the food supplements, the improved seeds, the fertilizer, the roads, the boreholes, the water pipes, the textbooks, and the nurses. This focus on quick impact investments was also endorsed by the world's governments at the 2005 UN World Summit, which formally adopted the core recommendations of the UN Millennium Project. The UN Millennium Project has also moved quickly to support the implementation of its recommendations to show what can be accomplished. Hence, the Millennium Village Project, MVP, was born, a program developed and led by a three-way alliance including the Earth Institute at Columbia University, Millennium Promise, an NGO devoted to promoting the MDGs, and the United Nations Development Program, and implemented by the local communities in Africa. The MVP draws on the financial analysis of the UN Millennium Project. A set of quick impact investments is made in impoverished villages according to a budget that shares the burden among outside donors, the local community, NGOs, and government. The five-year effort aims to spend approximately $120 per villager per year in even a community of roughly 5,000 people, with the goal of empowering the community to achieve sustained long-term growth. The $120 is allocated among several key sectors: agriculture, health, education, and infrastructure, and it is shared roughly as follows: $60 per villager from external donors, $30 from the host government, $10 from the community in kind, and $20 from other partners, including NGOs. The Millennium Village Project received financial support from private philanthropies and the government of Japan, which together cover the $60 portion from the external donors. In total, about 400,000 people in 78 villages were part of the project as of the end of 2006. The villages are distributed across Africa in 10 countries and 12 sites. The sites were chosen because of their extreme poverty and because the host governments were interested in partnering in the project. The sites were also distributed across the various agroecological zones of Africa so that lessons could be learned from a variety of underlying conditions. Some sites are in well-watered rainforest environments, while others are in extreme drylands. There are highlands in Ethiopia, Uganda, and Rwanda, and lowlands in West Africa. In 2007, three more countries joined Millennium Villages Project: Liberia, Mozambique, and Madagascar. Five goals are set for each village in the first year: a good harvest using improved inputs, high-yield seed and fertilizer; malaria control based on bed nets and medicines; clinical health services, including construction of new facilities if necessary; improved water sources for household use; and improved attendance of children at school supported by a midday feeding program using locally produced food if possible. The goals are quantified, budgeted, and evaluated. The initial results have been very positive. Here are some early results for food production in the longest-running village programs in Kenya, Ethiopia, and Malawi. In all cases, yields in the pre-intervention year were far below the potential, and yields have since soared with the introduction of high-yield seeds and fertilizer inputs. The combination of improved yields and expanded planted land area has meant that overall food production has risen substantially. For example, around 8 times in the Ethiopian village compared with the base year, and 15 times in the village in Malawi. The actual multiple can be a bit high when the baseline was a drought year, as in these two cases. Similar results are evident in many other areas, including quick progress against malaria and implementation of school feeding programs. Malaria incidence and parasitemia, infection in the bloodstream by the malaria pathogen, drop sharply once long-lasting insecticide-treated bed nets and effective anti-malaria medicines are available to all villagers. School attendance and national exam scores soar when school feeding programs are introduced.